Let's begin with Lauren. So you have known Chelsea when she was Bradley. Talk about how you first got in touch, Lauren, and the relationship that you had online.
Well, she first got in touch with me in February of 2009 after viewing my videos on YouTube. She contacted me first, and we spoke over AOL Instant Messenger for a period of several months. She was mostly interested in my videos about politics, religion, LGBT issues, and she felt we shared a similar mindset on these issues. And so we spoke at length about that. She opened up to me about her history, her dealings with her family, her troubles in school, and her decision to join the military and her role as an intelligence analyst. And we spoke at length about that job and how she enjoyed it and how it was working out for her.
Lauren McNamara, I wanted to turn to excerpts from instant messenger chats between you and Manning from 2009. At the time, you used the internet handle ZJ, while Manning went by BradAss87. Manning writes, I'm politically active, even more so after enlisting. Living under Don't Ask, Don't Tell will certainly do that. You reply, yeah, I can't say I'd ever enlist for that reason in particular elsewhere. Manning writes, being around my platoon for 24 hours a day, it took them a while, but they started figuring me out, making fun of me, mocking me, harassing me, heating up with one or two physical attacks, which I fended off just fine. But it was scary, damn. I just read that. What the hell did I put myself through? You reply, yeah, I doubt I'd ever join the military. In another part, Manning writes, don't mean to sound overdramatic, but I'm quite lonely. You respond by typing, aw. And Manning quickly replies by saying, I'm okay. So you knew Chelsea when Chelsea was Bradley and was involved with a man in a gay relationship. Is that right, Lauren?
Yes, I did.